referring to the prophets which were sent to Israelites, why is it that all the prophets were meant for them, when there were vast multitudes of people living in other parts of the world in those
times?
They
were not meant for Israelites alone at all. The Holy Quran categorically mentions it. The Holy Quran makes a statement that there is, in every part of the world, we send warners. Yes. Then the Holy Quran says, to every people of the world, we send messengers.
Yes, but
Every age, again, the Holy Quran mentions.
In Holy Quran, there are names of the prophets.
And the Holy Quran also mentions that we have revealed to you, O Prophet, some names, but there are many others we have not revealed to you.
I see.
So that shows that it was not appropriate for their names to be revealed. Yet as specimens, some names were revealed to Ahadur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of such prophets and did not belong to that region or that people. We read in tradition of Hazrat Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there was a prophet in India whose name was Kahan. Kahan Asbudullah. His color was black. And Kahan or Kanhaiya or Krishan are one of the same thing. So he couldn't speak from himself. Allah must have told him, otherwise he couldn't have known it. And again in the Holy Quran, there is a prophet mentioned under the name Zulkifl. And many commentators differ with each other as to who that prophet was. Because no such name is known in the Judaic history. No such prophet is known to have appeared among the Israelites or was known to the Arabs, the Zulkifl. While it is said, now the investigators believe, that it was the Buddha who had the title of Zulkifl, because the place of his origin was Kapil, or Kipal, what? Kipalvastu. Listen, if I can make that correct pronunciation is what I want.
Kapalvastu.
Oh, that doesn't follow. The first word.
Kapal.
That's enough. Because the Holy Quran does not mention Vastu, so I left it out. Zulkifl is Zulkapal. It's one and the same thing. Because F is changeable with P. So many scholars believe now that it was Zulkapal, which in Arabic transliteration would be Zulkifl. And because no such prophet is known to have existed there, so obviously he is a foreign prophet. So just by way of illustration, to prove the point that Allah knew the names, but for some certain other reasons he has not mentioned, he mentioned one name in the Holy Quran. But also, as I said, he must have mentioned certain names to Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Wahi, which was not Quran. There were other revelations to Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which are not contained in the Holy Quran. So, in one of those traditions, Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known to have said that there was a brother of mine who was a prophet in India whose name was Kahan, and he was black of color. And this again is an established fact with all the scholars. No one disagrees with the fact that there was other wahi of Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which was not contained in the Holy Quran. Because Hadith-e-Qudsi is the term which speaks of exactly the same this thing. Hadith-e-Qudsi means that narration of Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which originates from Allah. It's not his own view that he is expressing, but it is Allah's word which is conveying, or Allah's message, or Allah's intimation to him, which is now being related.
So that means the Europeans and North Americans and all the people, races living in Africa, they were all,
they must
were
have
not deprived
course,
of.
Yes.
With the
you must have seen, and I investigated into the matter and I found out about many religions that if you don't follow what the present-day scholars of that religion say and follow the commentaries of those religions and go to the origin, then you can understand the religions much better than through their eyes. because they have a distorted vision themselves, looking through their eyeglasses into their religion. And without fail, you will always discover
evidence of the messengers of God having been sent among them, who were later on converted into gods or semi-gods or sons of gods or children of God. But in the original books, there is definitely an evidence, some evidence found, which would prove the point from our theory, that is the theory of the Holy Quran, that everywhere in the world, prophets were sent. So the evidence is still there. Once I mentioned it during my experience in Australia. I read certain books on Aborigines written by a Western scholar. If I had remained satisfied with the information given to me by these great scholars who had done a lot of labor
in trying to understand their religion, I could not have reached the truth. Because they gave a completely different version of their religion from what they believed. Because they saw them in their own viewpoint, in their own light. When I discussed with one of the leaders of the Aborigines their faith, then I was surprised to find the similarities between their religion and Islam, and how they proved the point that even 40,000 years ago, Allah had sent a prophet to them. For instance, I may recall the treatment of dreams. The Western scholars tell us that the Aborigines are a dreaming people. They keep dreaming during the day, during the night, you know, sort of dreaming in the sense that they are less practical and more dreamy,
introvert.
Fun?
Introverts.
Not introverts.
I see.
Sort of idealistic. They keep on thinking of things and following their own visions and their, the product of their thought. They keep on
ruminating things, and then
they think that they have reached the truth. This is the sort of
picture which is
painted by the Western scholars about their religion.
So,
I discussed this particular aspect
with that leader.
And he told me that no, this is not correct. He said, in the first instance,
it is a committed tendency. In fact,
he told me it is a tradition with us
that we do not speak of our religion
to the whites,
because we know they have been very cruel to us, and we know that they are far below this. They will not understand the
spiritual things.
So we never discuss.
So whatever
they have gleaned from rumors and hearsay and
third parties.
No Aborigines
is expected to discuss his religion with the whites in particular, but with
foreigners in general.
But he told me
that in you I see
a person
who seems to me
a very sincere and a genuine person.
And somehow
I feel like revealing to me my inner self and what I believe and all that.
And this is specially for you. And he himself was dreamy in the sense
that he was
deeply sad.
Look, meet any Aborigine to realize what I mean.
Otherwise, you can't imagine
how sad they are. Even when they are laughing,
they seem to be
a shadow of the past
with no future.
And they are very deeply sad.
As if they have been sad for
40,000 years.
That is the depth of their sadness in their eyes and in their demeanor. So, gradually, first of all, he was completely disinterested in me. So, there is no acting about it. I tried to tell him of this and that and tried to make him interested in me or in my question. He just sat listening and
as if he was a deaf person I was speaking to.
And occasionally he gave me a nod and smile.
Then I started talking of Allah and spirituality and humanity in general and so on. So I saw a slight light flickering in his eyes, you know, appearing. And then it started burning. And then he told me all this. Not before. He said, now I am going to tell you. He said, by dream, when we talk of dream, we really mean dreams. And they have messages. And we have a language of dreams, which is interpreted by our holy people. Not everybody understands those messages. And there are predictions made in those dreams, which come true in reality. There is no imagination or being dreaming about things at all. He was a scholar, he could speak perfect English. And he understood every word. So he said, this all, you know, a pack of lies about us. Our religion is based on divine messages. And he said, I don't know what you call God, but what we believe is, there is a force of life. We call it a force of life. Hidden from us. But a force of life which comes into contact with human beings, which directs human beings, which knows the future, which warns us in time of calamities, and which also gives glad tidings to us. But not to everybody, only to pious people. And those pious people sometimes may not understand these dreams themselves. So they go to the specialists who know this art, and when these dreams are told to them, then they interpret and tell, look here, you are going to face this crisis and that crisis and all that. And things of great import have always been foretold to them, according to him, in dreams. So because that was the a religion which originated about 40,000 years ago, so maybe they had not developed to a state where ilham was being revealed. A verbal message from God. And as Ahadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned, that dreams are 1/40 of prophethood. So prophethood begins with dreams. So that means they have the same concept of prophethood, though an earlier, immature concept. Not as developed as the concept of prophethood developed in that later days. So if you remain limited to your if you begin to bank on your information upon Western literature, although they are great scholars, they have done a lot of research, but yet they have interpreted things in their own ways. The best evidence in that regard would be read about Islam in their books. Then you'll know what I mean. Islam, as appears to them, is a completely different religion from what we believe in. What we know, the Holy Quran has mentioned. Read Ahmadiyyat. There will be very few Western scholars which would create the correct picture of Ahmadiyyat. If in most things they are right, in many fundamentals they have committed errors and they create a completely wrong picture of Ahmadiyyat in that regard. So what would be their concept about the old religion and all that? They are scholarly, but not that scholarly. A measure of honesty and integrity must go with the research. And because religions and cultures have also prejudices, they are not pure sciences. So in researches which pertain to these regions, you will always find some elements of prejudices.
I would have thought that since Egyptian and Babylonian civilizations were the rather established civilization in those days, that's why the names of the prophets were mentioned.
The reason why was because the Holy Prophet of Islam was going to appear on that tree. So the most important tree among all the trees of prophethoods was that tree on which the last of the prophets was to appear. The very best of the prophets was to appear.